Shalom to the saints of God. We give thanks to the Almighty God for yet another opportunity to share the bread of life through this platform. This is the second day of our sharing this week. I'm your brother, Brother Ilesomi Onile, from Lokoja, Kogi State, Nigeria. It is a privilege for me to anchor this program again today. To God be the glory. I want to thank our brother, Brother Andrew Piri, and his team over there in Zambia for the good work they are doing. May the Almighty God reward them abundantly. In Jesus' name. Amen. By the grace of God, we would like to continue with the thought we started with, forsake not your guide. But today we are going to concentrate on the youth. And I will say, if I'm to give it a subtitle, I will say, forsake not the guide of thy youth. Shall we just pray? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask, O God, that you will take absolute control at this time. Bless, O God, our sharing together. Lord, I pray out of your words, may our eyes of spiritual understanding be open. And may you cause us to see wondrous things out of your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to read from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, starting from verse 1. I'll stop at verse 4. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, said the Lord. Lift up thy eyes unto the high places, and see where thou hast not been lain with. In the ways hast thou sat for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholding, and there had been no latering, and thou hast a wall's forehead, thou refused to be ashamed. Wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my youth? Amen. Brothers and sisters, there is a cry from the heart of God to the young generation of our time. A cry filled with love and warning. In Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 4, where we just read, the Lord speaks tenderly, saying, wilt thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my youth. This scripture reveals the heart of God towards his children, especially those who knew him early in life. And I believe many of us on this platform were raised by believing parents, fathers and mothers who taught you how to pray, who led you to church, who trained you to read the scriptures and fear the Lord. You were born into homes where God's name was honored. and from your childhood you heard the voice of the truth. You were guided by the Spirit of God through your parents, pastors, and the teachers. But now the Lord asks, will you forsake the guide of your youth? The guide of your youth is the Holy Spirit. That gentle voice that comforted you when you first knelt in repentance. That voice that spoke to your conscience when you were tempted. That same Spirit that your parents depended on to raise you in godliness. The book of Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6 declares that for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. The Holy Spirit is the source of all divine wisdom. So to forsake him is to forsake the very compass that keeps your life from drifting into destruction. We can see, brethren, when the Bible says, forsake not the guide of thy youth, it is not only a command, it is a plea from the Father's heart. Many of you were taught to pray before meals, to attend Sunday school, to quote Bible verses, and to live godly. But now that you have grown older, you are tempted to think those things are childish. Possibly, you want to exploit the world to follow your own desires, to enjoy the pleasures others enjoy. Yet the Spirit of God is calling you back to the faith of your fathers, back to the truth of your mother's prayers, back to the light of God's word that once burned in your heart. But sadly, many youths today are being misled. The world has become a noisy marketplace, very noisy. A marketplace of confusion. Voices of deception ring louder than the voice of truth. The internet, social media, and entertainment industries have become false teachers, shaping the thoughts and the behaviors of young minds in the church. Proverbs chapter 2 verse 12 to 15 speaks of the man who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. And that is the condition of many young people today. They once knew the truth through their parents, but they have exchanged it for lies. Many are misled by peers who mock righteousness and glorify sin. They say, don't be too holy, or everyone is doing it. The result is that many Christian youths who once stood for purity are now conforming to the world's standards. A world where every normal is termed abnormal. Some once led prayer meetings in their homes, but now leads parties in their schools. Some once fasted and prayed, but now they follow TikTok trends and ignore the Bible. The enemy has skillfully replaced godly influence with worldly influences. Worse still, there are blind leaders of the blind. just as Jesus warned in Matthew 15, verse 14. Some youths are following mentors, influencers, and even preachers who have departed from the truth. Don't be surprised. Some of these preachers may be holding the books with the diagram of an eagle at the back. They preach comfort without repentance, prosperity without purity, grace without godliness, and mystery without Christ. And many youths, lacking discernment, follow them blindly, and both the leaders and their followers fall into the ditch of destruction. But hear this, brothers and sisters. When you forsake the guide of your youth, the Holy Spirit that guided you through your parents and the world, you begin to lose direction. At first, it may seem as though you are free, enjoy life on your own terms, but the end is emptiness. The story of the prodigal son is a perfect example. He left his father's house seeking freedom and pleasure, but he ended up feeding swine in a far country. When he left his father, he left his guide. Only when he returned did he find peace again. The mercy of the father remains. When the prodigal son came to himself, he remembered his father's house and decided to return. This is a call of God to every youth who has forsaken the guide of his or her youth. According to Jeremiah 3:22, it says, "Return ye backsliding children." The same loving father who watched and waited for the prodigal son to come home still waits for those who have wandered away. He will forgive, restore, and renew. But the lesson remains clear. The safest place for any youth is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. To forsake that guide is to walk into darkness. To follow it is to find life, peace, and purpose. Let us consider three young men in the Bible who did not forsake their divine guide and see how God honored them. Firstly, Joseph. Joseph grew up in a godly home. His father, Jacob, taught him about the God of Abraham and Isaac. Even when Joseph was sold as a slave to Egypt, he remembered the God of his youth. When tempted by Potiphar's wife, Joseph said, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against my God?" Though no one was watching, Joseph remembered his guide. He chose obedience over sin, purity over pleasure, and he was faithful to the end. And God rewarded him, and in due time, Joseph became the ruler of Egypt. Another example, the second one is Daniel. He was taken away from home. He was taken completely away from his homeland as a young captive in Babylon. Many of his fellow captives probably quickly adapted to Babylonian ways, forsaking their spiritual upbringing. But Daniel purposed in his heart not to defy himself, according to Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. The spirit that guided him from youth gave him wisdom, courage, and integrity. The third person that I would like to talk about is Timothy. He grew up under a believing mother and grandmother, Lois and Eunice, who taught him the scriptures from childhood, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. Timothy did not despise his upbringing or mock the faith of his parents. Instead, he built upon it. The Spirit of God guided him to become a young pastor who led others in truth. So, I would like to encourage every young person on this platform to follow the example of Daniel, example of Timothy, and example of others that are not even written in the Bible, but we can see testimony of some young persons even around us who have lived a Christian life. They were brought up by parents that are in the faith, and they are doing well even at the faith. So may the Lord help all of you in that category in the name of Jesus Christ. The devil is really looking for a way to destroy the life of the young ones. The devil is out there to make you not to follow the precepts that your parents have laid down for you. The devil is out there to make you to despise the word of God. The devil is out there to make you to focus your attention to the things of this world completely. But we are trusting the Almighty God that it will help you out, and the grace of God will be sufficient for you, and you overcome in the name of Jesus. I will be able to submit to the Lord and say, wherever He leads me, I will follow. May you be guided by the Spirit of the living God. May the Lord fill you with the Holy Spirit. May the Lord cause you to follow the way that the Lord God have chosen for your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for helping them. Thank you, Lord, because you will see them through. Thank you because you will, oh Lord, deliver even the young generation of our time from the spirit of this age. Lord, cause them, Lord, to walk in the path of righteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen.